I should take this. It's the president. We didn't know the president was going to call. I wonder if maybe I just pretend I'm not home.
All right. All right. Hello. Good morning, Mr. President. Mr. President, are you there?
Yes. Speaking.
Good morning. How are you, sir?
Well, I'd be a lot better if we get past the pumpkin spice phase of the year, believe me.
Yeah, sure.
And before we start, I'd like to express my deepest condolences to the family of Burt Reynolds. Not only was he a pioneer of natural-looking hair systems, he was a gifted actor. I mean, wow. 8 seasons on Magnum P.I. Completely carried the show. Really did.
Actually Tom Selleck, sir, but you
well,
know.
Either way, it looks like I might finally get invited to a funeral.
I don't like your chances. Let me start with this. The senior White House official who writes this anonymous op-ed in the New York Times says, "I'm part of the resistance inside the Trump administration." What do you got on this?
Big deal. The failing New York Times published another negative hit piece on me. I swear, if they didn't report on me, that newspaper would be nothing but mattress sale ads and low-end massage parlors in the classifieds, believe me. Oh, speaking of which, 10% off my next massage.
Oh,
nice.
Congratulations, nice. Yeah. Mr. President, the op-ed said there were, quote, early whispers within the cabinet of invoking the 25th Amendment to remove you. And now the New York Times says the White House has it narrowed down to 12 suspects who could have written the op-ed. Are you in on this?
Well, I will tell you, if this was an inside the White House job, then my money is on Glenn in accounting. Something very sneaky about that guy. That and he spells his name with 2 N's. I don't trust him. I mean, who does that, right, Mike?
Nobody likes him, sir.
See? Mike Pence doesn't like him. He likes everybody.
He's always stealing pens out of the supply closet, sir. He's a bad apple.
Well, it's definitely not you, Mike, right?
Oh, heavens no, sir. I would never dream of writing something like that. I can't even say Lodestar without Mother in the room. Oh, I just did it. Forgive me, sir.
Mike, relax. Go get me a Diet Coke.
Let me switch gears. Let me talk Supreme Court with you. Brett Kavanaugh. His Senate hearing got off to a rocky start. Senate Democrats, numerous protesters all up in arms. What do you think of that?
I think Kavanaugh's doing a tremendous job, despite all the whining from the Democrats.
Oh, the Democrats.
Okay. Yeah. Frankly, there's so much crying, and the TV coverage has lasted so long, I thought I was watching Aretha Franklin's homegoing service all over again.
Yeah.
I really did.
The music wasn't as good. The other news you probably didn't want to talk about was Bob Woodward's book coming out. He said that he recorded hundreds of hours of interviews for the book.
I swear, that guy taped so many people. My new nickname for Bob is Omarosa Number 2. Look,
sure.
All this attention over the book of fiction. It's fiction. It's frankly a real shame and a disgrace because all it does is take the attention away from Sean Spicer's book in the bargain bin pile. Very lonely book, Cochran, believe me.
And the Woodward book, your chief of staff, John Kelly, allegedly called you names and described the White House as crazy town. And then he denied it. Is he telling the truth? What do you say?
Look, Boob Woodward is totally taking this out of context. Kelly was describing the White House Taco Tuesday staff dinner.
Oh, was he?
They get a lot out of hand there, you know, in all fairness, lots of infighting, because everybody wants the carne asada, but nobody wants the chipotle shredded chicken. Nobody wants it.
Got to talk to the cook. The book also says you called Attorney General Jeff Sessions a dumb Southerner.
Now, that's totally offensive and wrong. I never called Jeff Sessions a dumb Southerner. I called him a stupid elf. Huge difference, believe me.
Well, you could be right there. Let's move on. I want to get your take on the decision on Nike to make Colin Kaepernick the face of the new Just Do It commercial that aired last night. I don't know if you saw it, but what do you say about it?
What a disgrace. You know, once he got the endorsement deal, Kaepernick finally stood for something. How convenient. Frankly, this is the most embarrassing thing Nike has ever done, if you don't count having all their sneakers made by 8-year-olds in an abandoned airplane hangar in Somalia. You know, my son Eric burned his Nike shoes in protest. The only problem was he forgot to take them off first.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Live and learn.
All right, we're out of time, I guess, but listen, I appreciate you calling.
Oh, it's perfect timing, Cochran. I have to go anyway. I got to rehearse walking off Air Force One with Melania's body double. Later, loser.
That's the only reason she ever appears in camera with him. It's not her. Now I'm doing it. I say something, and then I yell, and then I repeat it. It's catching. By the way, Dan Hampton, sponsored by ChevyDriveChicago.com. And coming up now, the stories that matter most with Steve Grzanich from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom on WGN Radio.